Hola y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card.
Right, Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The best of the Phil Henry 1999 CD is here. It's called Communism is Neat. If you want one, come on out to our first CD signing Saturday, December the 18th. I'm going to be at Rock Honda in Fontana, California, 9612 Sierra Avenue, just north of the 10. I'll be there from noon to whenever, so show up early. For only $20, you get the CD signed by me. All proceeds go to a great charity, My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood. And while I'm remembering it, I think the 98, I think there's a few 98s that are going to be available too, although I don't know if they're going to have them at the CD signing on the 18th at Rock Honda. Now, we're putting together various signings throughout Southern California where you can buy the CD. And in 97, that was the only place you could buy it, that you could buy it. 98, we began to make it available online. And this year, I pray, please, God, let it be available online. I'm pretty sure. We'll have a link from our website, philhenryshow.com, to My Friend's Place. And for those of you here in Los Angeles, there'll be a link from the KFI site. So anyway, that is the story with our CD. All the proceeds go to My Friend's Place. Now, we're also looking for entertainment at our first CD signing on December the 18th. If you've got talent and you'll work for free, call Andrea. All of a sudden, this seems wrong that I'm reading this because I'm afraid we're going to get like a guy and his wife doing ballroom dancing or something. I'm worried that there'll be like a 10-year-old breakdancing. Oh, that'll be cool? Why don't we make it a big talent show then? We'll make a guy and his wife ballroom dancing, some 8-year-old kid breakdancing, about 7 or 8 women singing Wind Under My Wings. Anyway, call Andrea. That's 213-251-3163. So Friday morning, we are at Alan Viola's joint out in the desert, minding our own business, having some ham and eggs, contemplating going on the Atkins diet, nursing what would be one of 3 or 4 hangovers because it was a good weekend, a long weekend, and it was a Thanksgiving weekend. And there were some nice Bloody Marys that were consumed and more yet to come. So it's Friday morning, day after Thanksgiving Day, and the kids are all sitting around the big widescreen there in Big Al's big family room, and we're looking at the little tiny screen in the kitchen. Al comes wheeling out of the bedroom. He says, "Oh, well, you better put on the TV. There's another one of those chases going on." So we flip on Channel 9, and there it is. There's a guy sailing down the freeway. There's this one of many images that you've seen countless times of a little car, in this instance, a white car, sailing along and behind it in a row abreast of 4 or 5 CHP, California Highway Patrol, sailing along chasing this guy. And on the TV are the people trying to make it compelling, saying something different, where he's going. In those instances, the people who are anchoring the television coverage, the news coverage, are nothing more really than traffic reporters because they're telling what freeway he's on and where he's liable to go and are the police in communication, and it becomes something that you have to televise. Those of you who are listening outside of Southern California, and I don't know if they televise police chases in Tampa or Miami. I remember when I lived in Miami, they had a chase of a bus, a guy who had abducted a bunch of kids in a bus. I don't even know if the phenomenon is alive in the rest of the country the way it is here. And I hope that it's not. It's something perhaps that's very unique to L.A. And one of the reasons being that we have so many chases here is we have so many freeways. We also have a lot of bank robberies that go on in this town because of the proximity of banks to freeway. But anyway, guys sailing along the road. So Al and I are standing there like the two men. And now we're guys, and I don't know if he's got a gun, you know. And suddenly you start breaking out all the bull crap that you think you know, that you think will be, you know, be, like, dazzle people, but you don't know. Yeah, I tell you, this guy's going, "Well, it looks to me like, what do you think he's going to, the cops shoot out the tires?" "No, you can't shoot out the tires because, you know, if you shoot out the tires, the guy's going to hit some motorists." "Oh, really?" And the wives are asking, "Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's right, baby. You can't shoot out the tires because, you know." And then, of course, you start talking about how if it were you, you'd beat his ass as soon as you got him out of the car. If it were you, you'd shoot out the tires. If it were you, you'd bump your police cruiser into the car and you'd knock that sumbitch. "Well, you take care of that. Yes, sir, indeedy daddy. Yeah, that's how you take care of it. It was only you." But it's not you. Falls to some other poor schmuck wearing a uniform and a badge. Just happens to be trained for the job. But that doesn't make any difference. So we're watching this guy. Now the guy runs out of gas, and he begins to slow. Car is beginning to slow. All the while, Channel 9, it was 5. We're watching 5 because it was the morning news over there. All the while, these guys are talking, "Well, the car is slowing now. It looks to me like the car is slowing down, Eddie. Isn't that what it looks like?" "Yeah, it looks like that. And I guess he's running out of gas. I don't know. He may be running. Maybe he's going to Of course, the terminology become very familiar to us now because we watch Cops once a week. Bail. This is the terminology. He's going to bail out on us. And, of course, the newscasters pick up on that, too, not because they're all that savvy, but because they watch Cops about the same time I do. And so they start laying out that Ed might bail out. He may bail. So he pulls over, and the camera begins to focus in a little bit tighter from the copter, and I see that he has left hand on the wheel, and the right hand is fooling around between the seats for something. So I say to Al, being the big, brave guy that I am, say, hey, probably going for a gun, Al. Yeah, it looks like that to me, Phil, too. Yeah, he's going for a gun, Al. And I'm saying, Al, you know, there's only one way to take these handle these assholes. You know, Al, just take them out. Oh, I agree with you. Yeah, let's take them out, Al. That's what we got to do. Let's take them out. Why, you can shoot that guy. Well, hell, I saw a movie once where they get in one of them FBI sharpshooters. Take that guy right out from a helicopter. Oh, is that right? What movie is that? I think I saw it in Die Hard. Oh, yeah, they can do that. Yeah, they can take him out from a helicopter. That's right. See, because you're feeling very puffed up. And, you know, I'm slapping. Hey, did you see Heat? Oh, is that the one with the De Niro? Yeah, Robert De Niro and that other WAP. I forget his name. Anyway, see, what they do is, and then they go down there and they're blowing it. And those were real bullets, too. I'll tell you that right now. How'd you know that, Phil? Well, hell, they dented the cars and stuff, and cops are flying. It was great. So what the coppers do, see, and you start talking as if you know what it is you're talking about. Mostly to allay the fear. Mostly to allay the anxiety of watching something like this unfold, a lot of it to impress your wife and the other women in the room, and a lot of it just to, you know, you're standing there. You might as well have your hand down your pants, right, feeling around to make sure they're still there. That's what you're doing during this episode. So the guy pulls over. He's feeling, sure enough, he does have a gun. And I say, Al, he's got a gun. He's got a gun, Al. Oh, you're right, Phil, he's got a gun. And he does. And the guy lays the gun out the window, kind of like, you know, sideways. And, oh, yeah, he's got it sideways in his hand, and he's just to show the cops the gun. So now he gets out of the car, gets out, and starts walking perpendicular to the line of fire of the police. Now, all of these CHP cars have now stopped. Every guy's out of his car. They all got their riot guns out. How do I know a riot gun? Because I've seen Cops. He's calling it a riot gun. So they got their riot guns out, see? And they're pointing at this guy, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the beautiful Friday morning, the guy wheels and points this pistol at the police, and he goes down. And the pistol flies, and he's dead. I said, they took him out, Al. He's dead. Oh, yeah, how'd they do it? Al, these guys shot him. I guess they shot him. And all of a sudden, all the bravado begins to kind of leak away from you a little bit, and suddenly you witness, I just saw a man die. Now, I just saw a man die on my TV the day after Thanksgiving, and the kids are in the next room watching this as well. And then after the guy gets his body chewed and tugged and pulled by the police dog, because what they do is they send the police dog out there to start biting the guy's body. And literally, I mean, this dog was chewing on the man's flesh, because if you're alive, you're going to scream out and the cops will know, I guess, to take extra precaution. And then the dog went away, and then the cops came up, and then they kind of, you know, kicked the body to make sure the guy was dead, came up, pumped a few more shots into him just to make sure, because the body kind of popped up and down off the cement. One guy just kind of, he was walking away, and then he just did a real quick draw McGraw thing and just boom, 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 boom. No, I'm just kidding. They didn't do that. But anyway, and that's the end of that. And then they returned to the cartoons. Then they went back to the cartoons. Nothing wrong with that. People die every day. But it suddenly occurred to me what the children had been witnessing. So I walked into the room like a dumbass, and I went up to the kids, and I said, turn the TV off for a minute. What? They're all asking. What? I said, do you guys know what it is you just saw? Yeah. We said, what did you see? Oh, the police, they shot that guy. He's dead. I said, do you realize that a man's life ended right there on the television? You can never become numb to that, you guys. Yeah. Sure, yeah, we know. I'm serious now. Come on, listen to me. You can't become numb to an event like that. A man lost his life. That was not scripted. That was not Hollywood. That was not a TV recreation. That was really a man dying. And now you guys are back to Scooby-Doo or whatever the hell it is that you... Yeah, sure, we know. And I turned around and walked back into the kitchen feeling like the biggest jackass in the world. Because I don't think they understood what it was that I was saying. And frankly, I didn't really understand what it was that I was saying. And I realized there is no such thing as numbing anybody to violence. Let me take that back. There's no such thing as people becoming aware of the tragedy and the destructiveness of violence by showing it to them on television or in the movies. It's bullcrap. It's bullcrap. And the next time I hear some guy say to me, this movie I made because I want to show how bad violence is. I'm going to say, Jack, you know what? Kiss me. Break out the Vaseline. I'll even grab both ends of the coffee table. Just don't lie to me. And don't be giving me that fast shuffle artistic bullcrap about how you want to make people aware of the violence. Get out of here. There ain't nobody in the history of God and man on this planet that was ever stopped from icing somebody or greasing somebody or taking out the riot gun or all those other terms I've heard on cops because he saw Unforgiven. I thank you. That's all I have to say about that. Now we're going to take a break, take some more phone calls. IR Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Kind of a rare instance where I'm talking about something that hits very close to home, and that is the issue of violence. And I was mentioning the police chase that I witnessed, that my family witnessed, the day after Thanksgiving on Friday, where members of the California Highway Patrol were forced to, unfortunately, gun down a motorist that had led them on a high-speed chase and did exhibit a weapon. That was a violent moment, that man losing his life, and yet, when I spoke with the kids about it, it didn't seem like it had that much of an effect. And I have to ask myself, do dramatizations, does anything on television or in film purporting to show us, quote, the reality of violence, end quote, does it ever really affect us? I don't think so. What puts us off of violence? The actual experiencing of it. The actual experiencing of violence. That's when you say enough. Let's go to Chatsworth now, and I thank you very much for listening to me. Chatsworth, hello.
Yeah, Phil, I seen a TV show once called Autopsy. And in it, they showed that they were doing autopsies on a guy, and they'll show everything. And
could you please turn, can you back off of the phone?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying to the guy that answers the phone, I seen a show called Autopsy, and in the show they show the person's dead, and they cut him open. It's very, very disgusting. So I disagree. Have you ever seen a nutsack from inside? I mean.
What do you mean a nutsack, kid? I mean, can we talk?
I mean, I'm sorry. The scrotal area from inside. Very nasty, Phil, and I think you're underselling and undervaluing a lot of the kids that are listening because we do be affected by the violence. Hello?
I'm right here, okay? Violence, the TV show Autopsy, I don't get the connection, but why don't you hold on the line? We have another young man.
I'm just saying they showed the gonad, and it's bad. It's bad, bad, man. There's bad things going on in that show. And
okay, I got it, all right. Hold the line. We'll bring on another young man calling from Mooresville on the Phil Henry Show. Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hi, sir.
I was just like, I also sort of disagree on your...
Yeah.
The kind of TV stuff not showing very much about how
bad
violence is.
So you do? You feel the television could adequately... describe that?
If you've seen Autopsy, shoot, it's nasty. Dude, you ever seen a sack from the inside?
No.
You don't wanna. That's the truth.
All right, let the guy in Mooresville. Okay, what was your point, sir?
I watch the History Channel a lot. And,
What?
Would the gentleman in Chatsworth be quiet while the gentleman in Mooresville is speaking? Go ahead, sir.
And they show a lot of, like, war documentaries that I watch, and...
Hey, kid.
What?
Do you like... How old is you? Are you a kid?
Yes, I'm 12.
Wow.
So he watches the History Channel. Go ahead.
Yes, and it shows, I've seen a couple documentaries about the Korean War, a couple about the Vietnam, World War II, and Persian Gulf, and it shows a lot of stuff that can really show to a kid.
Shows a lot of very graphic. Shows a lot of graphic stuff, huh?
Yes, I mean.
Is the History Channel black and white?
No.
What about A&E? I heard about that.
Well, what the History Channel is, what the guy in Mooresville? What's your name?
JT.
You're who?
JT.
And the kid in Chatsworth, who are you?
I'm RC.
JT and RC.
Yeah.
Okay, RC.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of your question?
Well, I have never seen the History Channel, so I'm not familiar with what he's speaking about. What channel's it on? What time's it come on?
Well, it's...
What are some of the better shows on it? You know, give me a snapshot.
It's like, it's a 24-hour-long channel, and they show different types of stuff. None of it is really, you know, it's not TV shows like the Drew Carey Show or something like that. It's actual,
Drew Carey rocks.
I know.
Hey, did you ever watch Animal Planet? That crocodile hunter rules.
He's stupid.
What? He's bitching. Did you ever see Discovery Wild Animal Show? Are really violent. A lot of animals getting eaten up.
No.
Well, they have that on the Wild, Wild World of Animals.
Yeah, the Wild, Wild World of Animals. They have a guy on there. They had one time a zebra getting eaten. Cheetahs banging other cheetahs.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, kid. So you think that the History Channel and all that jazz, I mean, that'll really put you off of that stuff, huh?
Yeah, because...
Well, how do you know? I mean, when you see a guy get shot on a History Channel, what do? Do you cry?
No, but...
You know? But if you saw a guy get shot in real life, maybe you would, you know?
Maybe, I'm not sure.
That's what I mean about reality versus fantasy.
Yeah, reality can put a big toll on your life, but I mean, some of these things, because I know a couple documentaries that I've seen on the Vietnam War.
Reality will give you, you know, half a root if you don't watch it.
Okay, thanks.
But yeah, I remember one that I saw.
Whatever.
Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка.
Hey, Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686. So you get the picture. When we talk about these freeway chases, and I would say that in the last couple of years, I've seen more guys get shot and killed on television than in my entire, well, obviously my entire life. First guy I ever saw get shot and killed was on TV, was Lee Harvey. I've seen plenty of dead people in real life. Not that I've seen them get killed, but I've seen, you know, bodies. I'll never forget, I was coming on the 405 freeway one day, and I saw a kid fly out of the back of a truck that was just in front of me. It was back in the days when it was still legal to have kids. You could carry people in the back, in the bed of a truck. And a kid comes flying out of the truck. I say a kid. He was about 14, 15 years old. I got out of my car. I walked up there, and they were already laying a blanket over him. I said, what the hell happened? He says, he's gone. I said, he's gone? What happened? He fell out of the truck, man. He's gone. And so I got in my car looking for an ambulance. It's the first time that I'd ever see somebody really just die. Right? You know, of course, I saw my old man go, stuff like that. But that, a kid's not. His face was turning blue. No, his body was not mangled. He was just laying there, and a little trickle of blood coming down the remember this little thing of blood going down into the grass there that was off side of the on ramp. And then I watched my old man go, but all that crap. But on TV now, TV death. The first one was Oswald getting it. I was sitting there with a bowl. I think it was Honey Oat Cheerios, and I was it was a Saturday morning. And I'm having the Cheerios, and I'm watching this guy come out of the, you know, thing. And then one of the guys at CBS or whatever, they say, no, they're bringing Oswald down. And then you hear the poof. and you hear him go, oh, and the guys, I go, geez, they just shot that man. Which, of course, was very exciting because it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be when I finally saw my first guy get shot. It was pretty easy to take because it was in black and white. It was on TV. They buried the gun in his gut, and all Oswald did was lean over and go, oh, like that, and then he fell. And then you may remember the ABC reporter Bill Stewart getting shot at a checkpoint in Nicaragua. He was standing there 1 minute. They told him to lie down the next. The guy took a gun and killed him in cold blood. So seeing guys get shot on TV was certainly not a new one. But these days, here in L.A. at least, and maybe across the country, you can see it any time you want. Now, you didn't see Bobby Kennedy get it. I'm being asked, did I see Bobby Kennedy get it? Why, do you want to know what it looked like? Hey, man, what did it look like when Kennedy got it? That's the one I want to know. No, it was not on TV. It was not televised. The Kennedy speech, well, maybe it was, but I was in bed. I was a sophomore in high school, and by the time I got up the next morning, then we heard it on the radio that he got shot, but apparently it was only on radio. The guy from Mutual, that was a famous recording of the guy saying, break his hand if you have to, but get the gun, that was Rafer Johnson or Rosie Grier. Rosie Grier grabbed Sirhan Sirhan's hand and was trying to get the gun out of his hand, but I didn't see that. I forget who else. Oh, that poor man that was pushed out of the aircraft in Lebanon on the tarmac in Beirut. They killed the guy in the aircraft and they pushed him out the door. Stuff like that. But nowadays here in L.A., man, it's old hat, baby. Ain't no thing. You flip your TV on any given day, you see the coppers blow some cat away, and of course, to be respectful, Channel 5 pulls back so you don't see the brains going all over the place, and we're back to Scooby-Doo. Within seconds, we're back to I Married Joan, or whatever the hell it is they're showing. And it's, okay, it's, well, there's the police chase. Boom! Some guy, that guy that blew himself away over there on the one, was it the 105 with the dog and the truck went up in flames? Guy goes and gets a shotgun and blows the top of his head off. And now let's return to, I Married Freaking Joan, huh? He had a shot. It was a rifle? Yeah, he put a rifle under his chin. He blew the top of his head off, and they did it just in time so they could go back to the second half of American Bandstand. I don't know what the hell they were showing. So that happens now on a frequent, regularly scheduled, almost regular broadcast day schedule. Man, you see some guy getting greased by the police on a regular basis on Los Angeles television. No big deal. Or if he's not getting shot by the cops, he's blowing himself away. So, why should I be shocked? And why would anybody in their right mind think that showing that is going to, inculcate, inoculate, make immune to violence anybody watching? It's not. You watch it, you go on, and you have yourself a sandwich. I'll tell you right now, when I saw that guy blow the top of his head off there on a 105, I went directly out and got myself, I think, a chili cheese. I'm not sure. But I know I was still hungry. I was hungry when I went in to watch it, and I was still hungry when I walked out. I got a double chili cheese, an extra order of fries. I think I got a double animal at In-N-Out. I'm not sure, but man, I ate the whole thing in about 5 minutes as I was taking bites of it going, man, you see that guy on TV? Blew the whole guy's top of his head off, man. Holy jeez. Slopping down extra fat, extra chili, ain't no thing. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Temple City on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Yeah, Phil, I'm listening to you talking about that dude on Friday because I watched the whole thing. I watched the police commence the chase.
What time did it start?
What?
What time did the chase start?
I think it started about 5:30 in the morning. The dude was going everywhere. It started out down around the beach someplace. Then they come up, I forget where they finally shot the guy.
No, they got him down around the beach. They got him in San Diego. Okay.
Yeah, they got him down. It started out like out in the desert or something, someplace. Then the dude comes into L.A. Then he goes south. But anyway, the reason why I'm calling, great show tonight, by the way. I'm really, really enjoying the topic about violence on TV, but I think there's a bigger issue that you are overlooking. The reason why I'm calling is that I don't know if you've seen the paper today on this deal, but it turns out that when the dude got out of his car with a gun, guess what? Guess what?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, when he got out of the car with the gun, guess what?
I don't know. What?
It was a starter pistol, man. Okay? The police shot a guy aiming a starter.
What is a starter? Is a starter pistol not able to fire bullets?
No. No. Man, I don't know if you're familiar with firearms or whatever. No, no. The answer to that one's a definite no, man. It cannot fire no bullets, okay? So this dude, you know, way to do it, CHP, one more, tell you, another mark in the book there.
Well, wait. The man got out of the car with a gun. He showed the officers a gun, so they were on the lookout for a gun, and he raised a gun.
Yeah, he raised a starter pistol, man. The barrel on a starter pistol is solid. Do you understand what it is that I'm trying to say to you? Do you understand what it is that I'm trying to say to you? The dude aimed a gun what was not, could not, not be no able to fire no bullets. Check it out.
Okay. So the guy, I mean, it was still a starter. I've seen starter pistols, all right? I didn't know that they couldn't fire bullets. I mean, I know that they fire blanks or whatever, but...
The CHP, man, wasted a dude with a gun that not nobody, not even be able to fire no bullet out of. Way to go, CHP.
Well, what is your point here exactly? This guy is holding a weapon that looks, for all intents and purposes, to be a gun.
It wasn't, though, man. It wasn't. They shot a guy who's not no way holding no gun.
But it looked like a gun. And if it looks like a gun... And
oh, I suppose you're going to tell me now, man, if the dude's holding a plastic water pistol and...
Well, I happen to know that water pistols, if you don't mind me interrupting, any toy gun these days has to have some sort of an orange loop or an orange circle painted on the barrel. So if it was purchased in a toy store, the police would be able to identify that as a toy. Okay.
Oh, yeah, right. And then what happens if a guy takes a real gun and paints an orange thing on it? Then what?
Then I guess there's going to be some dead cops.
Yeah, so then that would mean you'd give the cops permission to shoot a guy with an orange gun, wouldn't you?
If there was an orange...
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you give permission to shoot a guy with an orange gun?
Wait a minute. If you're saying to me that a guy took a real gun and painted an orange circle on it so the cops would think that it was a water pistol, then you're saying to me what? You're saying...
No, what are you saying to me, man? You're saying that then the cops ought to shoot a guy who's got an orange gun?
If it's a real gun with an orange circle on it, yeah, they ought to be able to shoot him.
So you're saying then the cops ought to take their chances with a guy who's got a water pistol?
No. That's not what I'm saying. You're completely misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm saying that the police, by and large... cannot identify many of these weapons. They've taken steps to help them. They have painted an orange circle on the barrels of water pistols and those super soakers or whatever the hell it is that these guys have got. And I know that they're trying to protect police from shooting people who do not have weapons. But you can't always do that. If the guy, you say that the guy aimed a starter pistol and was going to shoot at the police.
You can't shoot at no police with no starter pistol, man. That's what I'm trying to...
No, but they don't know that what the gun that the man is holding is not real, okay?
I say they blew it. They blew it, man. And the cops should have known that he...
How are the cops going to know that the guy has got a gun that is not able to fire?
Because of the fact, first of all, the cops should be trained. You look down the barrel, you can't see because the barrel's solid. Okay?
From that distance where the police were, 30 to 50 feet, that's virtually impossible to see whether the barrel is solid or not. It's virtually impossible.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm not no cop. I'm just trying to say what it is, what I think a cop ought to do. And the cop ought to know you don't shoot no guy who's holding no gun, whatnot, can't no shoot no bullet.
What? Are you... Buddy, you know, you got a real...
I'm trying to say, man, that you don't...
No, I know. You don't shoot a guy that's got a gun that isn't real. You have a very difficult time making yourself understood, okay? I just thought I'd let you know that.
Well, you have a very difficult time having the morality of the situation, because I don't think you know what you're talking about.
No, I know what I'm talking about. I know the cop's got a tough job identifying whether some nutball has got a gun or whether he does not. But you don't want to take my word for it? Fine. Let me take another call, okay? I'll even hold you on the line if you want. Here is Spartanburg on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about how the guy...
You be quiet for a moment and let this guy talk.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
just to give that guy a clue, okay, I'm an 8-year police officer. I'm retired. I'm into another business now. The new fad that's out there right now is death by suicide.
Suicide by cop. Right.
Right.
What's that mean? What's that supposed to mean?
That means when these guys are getting chased, okay, their intention the whole time is to be, when they get pulled over and they finally stop, their intention is to be shot and killed by the police officer. So they step out of the vehicle with a gun showing and aim the gun at the police officer.
Was you a cop for 8 years, right?
Correct.
Did you have some shooting incident or whatever? What made you not want to be no cop no more?
No, actually, I took up being a paramedic, and now I own a business that...
Okay, but that's beside the point. That's beside the point. What the officer, you're a former right. police officer, saying is that suicide...
Well, don't hold no water, man. I'll tell you why. Because why would a guy lead him on a merry chase of 100 miles or 200 miles, okay, when he could just, you know, take the gun and blow his own brains out if he wants to, or just lead him down the road a couple of miles?
Because what they're doing is they're setting up people like you to think that, hey, listen, this guy was an innocent guy. He had a starter pistol, and they shot the guy.
What good's it going to do him? What good's it going to do him now that he's dead? It ain't doing...
Well, he's got a family, and I read some of the comments of the family members, and I say this with... I'm being as discriminating as I can, but they were talking about how what a wonderful guy he was, and they were not addressing... at least the quotes that I read didn't seem that they were addressing this man's very erratic behavior.
Well, they lost their brother father.
Their brother father.
Whoever the guy was. I mean.
Yeah, but the point is, this guy leveled a gun at the cops. They shot. He died.
Fake gun, starter pistol.
Okay, fake gun, starter
they don't
pistol.
Know that.
Yeah, they do. It was a starter pistol.
There's no way to tell that.
But the cops didn't know that at the time.
They know
that's
now,
right.
man. They
and,
know
and
now.
Rule of thumb is: somebody points a gun at you.
Yeah.
You take him out.
Right. Thank you, sir.
And that's it.
I appreciate the call.
So he gets the last word.
Yes, sir. He does get the last word on that one. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And it's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about, I don't know what we're talking about, but it has to do with the event on television Friday here locally. I saw that guy getting shot by the CHP. I mean, it was something that took my breath away. We also have a caller on the line from Temple City. We've got a caller I'm going to take here from Little Rock about this, the idea that the man was shot by the police on television, and he was not holding a real gun. It was a starter pistol. And the contention is that the cops blew it, and I...
Well, Phil, here's my point. Tell me that you wouldn't be... If you are holding a gun...
Right.
Okay, you're holding onto a gun, okay, and it's not real, and you're waving it, okay, to the police officers that are chasing you...
The police officers, uh-huh.
All right. What?
Just go ahead, man. What?
Well... Tell me that you're not going to get bummed out when they decide to shoot at you.
Yeah, man, that's a bummer getting shot at, but the fact that you got a starter pistol in your hand, the cops don't know that. They're shooting. All right, let's go to Little Rock on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Jeez.
I'm telling you, that's the only point I'm trying to say.
Yes, sir, go ahead in Little Rock.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Hi.
As far as that village idiot you're talking to...
Hey,
he doesn't know where he's coming from as far as guns and waving guns around and pointing guns.
Man, I know a fake gun when I see one, man.
Oh, real good. How many fake guns have you held and how many real guns have you held? Where's your expertise as far as guns go?
Are you
and you're still a little kid.
You're blowing away some dude who got a gun would not even be able to hurt you. That's pretty sad, man.
Hey, no, it's not, because the guy wanted to commit suicide.
Oh, you just helped? Is that the rule? That's the job of the police, to help a guy commit suicide?
No, but you don't ask somebody if the gun's fake or real. The threat is there when they point the gun at you. You don't have a chance to go, okay, is that a real gun or a fake gun?
Well, what I'm saying is the point that I was trying to make at the beginning out. Why can't the assembled California Highway Patrolman, and I know they got a supervisor on site, why can't he holler over to the gunman, are you carrying a fake gun or not? You have to answer within 5 seconds.
Doesn't work that way.
Why can't you say...
Wait. Are you telling me the cop is going to yell, hey, is that a fake gun?
You yell, are you, have you got a fake gun? Yes or no?
What kind of a moronic thing is that? What if he's lying?
What?
You see, the problem here is...
What are you talking about?
I don't think this guy's ever been in a situation where he's ever had to hold a gun, or I don't think he's ever fired it at anything or anybody.
Has he?
He has held a gun.
Has you?
Were you in Vietnam?
No, I'm asking, was you?
Were you in Vietnam?
No, I said no, man. Was you?
Yeah, I was there with the 101st Airborne.
Did the Viet Cong ever have a fake gun?
Nope.
Okay, that's my point. You never had no little rice goop.
There is no point there, my friend.
Hey, man, did the Cong...
Somebody points a gun at you, it's you or him.
The Cong didn't have...
it's him.
So you're telling me
the police are getting paid to keep the honest people honest. They're not getting paid to get shot or get dead.
All I'm saying...
They want to go home at night. The jerk in the car
is
on parole. He didn't want to go back to jail.
Right.
And he didn't want to do it himself.
All I'm asking is if the police officers could say, are you trying to commit suicide because we don't want to shoot you if you want us to?
If they had time to talk to him, sure, they could ask all sorts of things.
Well, they did
not
have time.
Not necessarily that. No, he didn't. He got out of the car.
Waving the gun.
Walking away, stopped, turned, and pointed the gun at him. And in that split second, he picked what he wanted to do.
Well,
he wanted to die, but he didn't want to do it himself.
They chased the dude 200 miles, man. What is your
problem? Yeah, they didn't
about?
Have phone communication with him either to find out what his thoughts
they
were.
They could have used hand signals or something.
No, you don't. No, come on. What are you? You know what? You remind me of that commercial on TV where they show the skillet and they say, this is your brain, and then they drop the egg in it.
Oh, because I don't agree with you. Because I don't agree with you. I'm suddenly drug-addled. I'm afraid not, my friend. I'm simply saying that as professional peace officers, they could have said they could have used hand signals.
Well, I'm going to jump in now.
I'll tell you what.
What?
you go 80, 90 miles an hour down the freeway, dodging cars, and you wave hand signals. No,
Are you serious?
You've never shot at anybody.
All I'm trying to say, you don't even know
what you're talking about.
I'm trying to say when a human life is involved, they could have tossed him a cell phone. Why couldn't they do that?
Well, why don't the bad guys say that to the police? Hey, you know, I'm going to shoot you. What do you want to do about it before they shoot him?
Because they're bad guys. They don't do that.
That's the point exactly. There are no Marcus of Queensbury rules out there.
Good guys do the good stuff.
So you're saying the cops should have tossed him a cell phone?
Yeah, a Nokia or something that they, you know, that they wouldn't have to, if it got broken or whatever, it wouldn't cost the department that much.
Okay, pal, that's all.
No department has throwaway cell phones.
Well,
they don't
have,
do it. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
They could have yelled out, "Hey, are you gonna shoot me when you stop the car?"
I don't think so. Phil Henry Show.
The thought.